Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Now, here is Dr. J. Otis Yoder with Hope for Today.
Well, what does it involve to be a Christian? You have an answer for that? Is it possible to live right in a society that is largely wrong? By what standards are we to assess conditions? I affirm the Bible is our guidebook. I believe we have a guidebook in the Bible, and that guidebook is for everybody. That is why it is so important for the Wycliffe translators and the New Tribe missions to be out there among the people who have no Bible and translate the Holy Scriptures in their languages. Yes. We believe the Word of God is universal and timeless. Yes. Some argue that if Paul were living today, he would not write as he did in the first century. I don't believe that. I believe the Apostle Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and he wrote what is applicable for us and for all people for all time. So I will answer the question I've raised, how then shall we live? From Paul's writings in 1 Corinthians 5, 9-13. How then shall we live? Well, listen and turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians 5, 9-13 for the scripture lesson. And here is the Word of God. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then you must needs go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such an one, no, not to eat. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? But them that are without, God judgeth. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Living as he did in a pagan and sensual world, the Apostle Paul gives us three ways to live now. They are just as applicable now as they were in his day. The first way is, live in the world, but insulated from the world. We are in the world, of course, but it is an unfriendly world for the Christian faith. The reason is very simple, though not acknowledged widely. The reason the world is unfriendly to us is, it is controlled by the lower nature. The depraved human nature controls the world in which we live. Notice the categories of conduct that the Apostle Paul brings to our attention. He says there are fornicators. That means the sexually immoral. The covetous who long for more and take any steps they can to get it. Idolaters and extortioners. An idolater is one who worships a false god. An extortioner is one who steals when you're not looking. That is the kind of world we live in. That is the kind of world they lived in. But he said, withdrawal is not the answer. If you were to have no communication with the people who are in these categories, you would have to leave the world. Well, there was a movement in the Middle Ages where people, mostly men, actually did that. It's called monasticism. These men took a vow of celibacy and poverty and removed themselves from the general public. I visited a number of those monasteries when we were studying in Greece. One in particular. Mrs. Yoder and I, with our Greek friends, traveled some distance, spent the night in a coffee house. He would not permit us to go to the dining hall because it was too raucous, he thought. So we had dinner in our room. The next morning we drove as far as we could, parked the car, and walked the rest of the way to the monastery. I did not realize what some of the regulations were before we got there. But when we got there, Mrs. Yoder was denied entrance. It was a man's monastery. So I spent some time in conversation with the Greek theologian in the monastery, while Mrs. Yoder sat out under the tree watching the shepherds shear their sheep. But a withdrawal like that doesn't necessarily make a person holy. So the apostle said, I'm not talking about you withdrawing yourself entirely from the society in which you live. Some time ago, a concept was introduced which seemed to communicate to a good many people. It was called friendship evangelism. Don't isolate yourself, insulate yourself. Now beware, be careful of identification. Jesus said, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. When Jesus was here, he ate with publicans and sinners. But he never became one of them. He always held himself aloof. He was insulated against them. That's what I'm talking about. Live among them, but insulated. Do not become one of them. Sometimes, however, the statement has been made of certain people. What you do, shout so loud I cannot hear what you say. So it is very important for us to live among unregenerate people, the Gentiles, Paul called them, that we then insulate ourselves from the world. The second way is, live in the world but separated from the world. Now the Apostle Paul comes closer home. He addresses the brotherhood. If there's somebody in the brotherhood who is a fornicator, who is a covetous person, who is an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, separate yourself from such a person. Rebuke the unregenerate, so-called brother, and have no fellowship with him. Is there any church that would admit such members knowingly? I remember hearing an illustration. I am not so sure it's ever happened, but anyway, it is something we can consider. The illustration goes like this. This young man came to the pastor and wanted to become a member of the church. Oh, that is fine, the pastor said. Well, the applicant said, now, pastor, I like to spend some time with the men at the bar after work. Well, that's all right, the pastor said. Just do it moderately. Well, pastor, I'm also intrigued by the X-rated movies, and I attend one sometimes. Well, just don't be intemperate. Do it carefully. Well, pastor, I like to gamble some at the gambling houses. Well, again, watch out that you don't overdo it. Then finally the young man said, I don't see any point joining your church because I can do what I'm doing where I am. And I can do what I'm doing when I join your church. So I don't see any point in joining your church. Do you see what I mean? During the Reformation period, some of the groups inaugurated what they called the ban. They saw this word, no, not to eat, and they took it very literally. It was a restriction not to keep company, not to mingle with anyone who was not in strict fellowship with the church, not to be intimately associated or in close contact with such a person. One very famous statement is, the crown of fellowship is eating together. The apostle said, don't sit down with them. Don't eat with them. Certainly not the Lord's Supper. This may have a broader application than that, however. But at least not the Lord's Supper. Jesus, in his high priestly prayer in John 17, prayed very, very interesting and helpful words we ought to hear. I'm reading from John 17, verses 15 through 18. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Do you see what I mean? live among them, but be separated. The third way is, live in the world, but exonerated from the world. Exonerated means to be free from guilt. Remember, God is the final judge. Those outside the church are in his hands. He will judge righteously. And I remind you, there will be no altering or shredding of the records. Nobody will be able to say, I beg your pardon, I forgot. I don't remember what I did. No, no, no. All memory will be clear before the judge of all the earth. Everyone in the church should live by the truth. The truth is the Holy Bible. That is unalterable. Let me say that again. Truth is unalterable. It does not change. It is the same forever. Truth is a part of God's own being. Putting away may become necessary, but never without sorrow. It should not be a gleeful experience when a member of the church needs to be set aside, but it must be sometimes. Let God exonerate you. Amen. Barnes, in his commentary on 1 Corinthians, brings a wonderful truth to us. Listen as I quote. The principles on which Christians should regulate their relations with the world are these. They are not to be conformed to the world. They are not to do anything that shall countenance the views, feelings, principles of the world as such, or as distinguished from religion. They are not to do anything that would show that they approve of the peculiar fashions, amusements, opinions of the people of the world, or to leave the impression that they belong to the world. End of quote. Therefore, the answers to my question, how then shall we live, are found in 1 Corinthians 5:9-13. Hear the odd again. Live in the world, but insulated. Live in the world, but separated. Live in the world, but exonerated. Now, let us pray. Almighty, righteous, holy, heavenly Father, surely it is thy will that we live holy lives. So, Father, as we reflect on the answers to my question, how then shall we live? Help us to find our support and our guidance and our standards in thy holy book. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
My friend, I hope that message was beneficial for you and your walk with the Lord. And thank you, Dr. Yoder, for giving us those clear, practical guidelines on how we ought to live. Those guidelines may not always be pleasant to follow, but they will bring a joyful, fulfilling life with the Lord. Now, perhaps you have a question about something you heard on today's program, and you'd like an answer from the Bible. Or maybe you'd like us to pray for you about a specific need in your life. Or maybe you just want to write and let us know you're listening. Whatever the reason, we'd be delighted to receive your letter. Our mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can go to our website at www.heraldsofhope.org and send us your question or prayer request by the email link that's provided there. Once again, the mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And the web address is www.heraldsofhope.org. Now, friend, you'll be sure to join us next week as Dr. Yoder opens the Word and teaches us from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.